VoiceTube Studio presents your favorite daily pronunciation challenge show. Join us now and improve your English listening and speaking skills. My name is Ingrid, and you're listening to VoiceTube's Pronunciation Challenge. What's up, VoiceTubers? My name is Ingrid, and you're listening to today's Pronunciation Challenge. So, funny story. Remember I said goodbye to you guys a while ago and came back? Yeah? And do you remember I said goodbye to you again about 2 months ago? So, yes, I am back again. For new listeners of Pronunciation Challenge, this is Ingrid. I might be a new host to you, but I'm actually one of the hosts who have hosted on and off for the longest here on VoiceTube. 大家好,我是 Ingrid. 没错,我又回来了。在大家叫我大骗子欺骗大家感情之前，我记得我有说过，如果之后时间允许，而且 VoiceTube 需要我的话，我会回来的吧，对吧？所以我就回来啦，我很想念大家呢。那我在电影学院的生活目前如何呢？之后再找时间跟大家分享。Now, before I get too carried away, let's talk about today's topic. Have you ever done those personality tests online? 你有做过线上的心理测验吗？I believe everybody has at some point. I love taking those tests, I'm not gonna lie. It's fun and entertaining even though the results can be questionable. Do you believe in personality tests? Do you question the accuracy but then take the time to do them anyway, like me? Today's video explains how personality test websites work. I bet you will be surprised, like I was when I watched it.Now, I know you're curious, but before you jump into the video, let's practice today's sentence. I did have an astrology phase when I was really into astrology, but I was always the guy who read every single sign, and I always feel like I'm related to something in every sign. Okay, one more time, this time a little bit slower. I did have an astrology phase when I was really intoastrology, but I was always the guy who read every single sign, and I always felt like I'm related to something in every sign. 今天的这个句子蛮长的，而且今天这个讲者呢，他不是在演讲，他是在跟另一个人讲话，所以他的语气非常的明显，大家可以多学习。好，接下来我们来看今天的 pronunciation tips。首先 ，I did have an have 跟 an 可以做一个连音。I did have an astrology 可以分音节念 ，a s 是念 us a 是念 a 的音，加上 s 就是 us。astra 再来 t r o 第一个 o 呢是念 r 的音 astra， 那再来第二个 o 呢是念 e 的音 astrala， 最后加上 g astrology。astrology， 再来 phase 呢可以拉长音，那 se 的发音接近 z 的音 phase， 再来 when I 一样可以做连音 when I was really into astrology， but I 也可以做连音 but I was always the guy who read， 这边的 read 记得是过去式 who read every single sign， and I 又来一个了，可以做连音 and I always felt 的这个 t 呢可以做弱化或者是接近省略，因为后面的那个 like 的关系 feel like f-e-l 可以直接就是接下去后面的 like 了，这样子 feel like I'm related 那个 t-e-d 记得要发出来 related to something in every sign。 那念得快一点的话呢， in every 也可以做连音 in every sign。 好，接下来我们把这句话再来念一遍。I did have an astrology phase when I was really into astrology, but I was always the guy who read every single sign, and I always feel like I'm related to something in every sign. Okay guys, 接下来我们来看今天的 vocabulary. The first vocabulary of the day is astrology. Astrology. Astrology 是名词，意思是占星术或是占星学。For example, Lena loves astrology.She can tell you a full description of your personality type if you tell her your birth date and your birth time. Lena 对占星术很有兴趣，只要你告诉她你的生日及生辰，她就可以告诉你你的人格特质的完整描述。 那如果一个单字前面加上 astro astro 或者是 astr aster 的话呢，就代表这个单字跟星星跟 star 有关系。比如说呢 astronomy 呢就是天文学的意思，那 asteroid 就是小行星。 OK， 大家可以记住，以后看到这个前面有这个字首的话就知道它跟星星有关系。好，再来我们来看下一个单字 phase 是名词，意思是发展或变化的阶段或是时期。 For example, my sister dislikes going out and prefers staying home 24/7. We hope it's only a phase. 我妹妹不喜欢出门，她宁愿24个小时都待在家里，我们希望这只是一个阶段。好，再来我们来看下一个单字 sign 呢，它是名词，它有好多个意思。第一个呢是记号、符号或者是标志，第二个呢是迹象或是征兆。我们来举两个例子。第一个， You can see the protesters holding up signs saying Black Lives Matter. 你可以看见抗议者举着黑人的命也是命的标志。好，那这就是第一个意思，标志的意思。那第二个， Constantly playing with her hair in front of you could be a sign of her liking you.在你的面前一直拨头发，很有可能是他喜欢你的征兆。那这就是第二个意思，迹象或是征兆。那 sign 除了当名词之外呢，它还可以当动词。当它是动词的时候呢，意思是签名或是签署或是签字的意思。For example, please sign the parts I've underlined. Thank you. 请在我画底线的地方签名，谢谢。好，再来我们来看今天的最后一个单字 related。Related 是形容词，意思是有关的、有联系的或是相关的。For example, I don't think having a bad memory is always related to age. Young people can be forgetful as well. 我不觉得记忆性差就是跟年纪有关系，年轻人的记忆性也可以很糟糕。对，有没有发生过就是你进一个房间，然后你不知道你到底进去要干嘛？对，这个不管什么年龄都有可能会发生。Okay guys, that's it for today's pronunciation challenge. I'm so happy to be back. I feel like for the number of times I've been away and back, we're officially friends now. So, friends, watch the video if you like. And don't forget to leave a comment and a recording below. My name is Ingrid, and I'll see you next time.